USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says on Wednesday he will release the complete, fully declassified, unredacted transcript of his phone call with the Ukrainian president, in which he discussed a possible investigation into Joe Biden and his son. With all that being said, that's still not enough for Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer, who says at his weekly press conference he needs to hear from the whistleblower himself, to which former Department of Justice attorney James Trustee believes
the best evidence of the phone call is the transcript, not some third-hand party saying, here's what I think might have happened or what I heard happened. So it's kind of moving the goalpost to say, yeah, we'll take the real evidence, but we also want speculation about the real evidence, which is where Schumer is now.
Trustee speaking there on Fox News, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to announce the launch of a formal impeachment inquiry against President Trump later today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you take $100 and throw 80 of it away? If you're taking drugstore vitamin tablets, that's exactly what you're doing, because 80% of those tablets are not being absorbed. Hi, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, creator of Texas Superfood. Many of you take Texas Superfood daily and feel great. But some people tell us they just don't like the taste of green powder, or they have a problem swallowing capsules. That's why we created our new line of great-tasting liquid supplements. Go to texassuperfood.com/liquid. From multivitamins to products for energy, sleep, joint care, and more, our liquid supplements offer the highest absorption rates available anywhere, up to 96%. Imagine waking up after a great night's sleep feeling rested and ready to handle the day with endless energy and clarity. Stop wasting your money on drugstore vitamin tablets that don't work. Get absorbable liquid nutrition from the name you trust, Texas Superfood. Visit texassuperfood.com/liquid to get 20% off. Go to texassuperfood.com/liquid. Go to texassuperfood.com/liquid now.
Turning now to the 2020 election, former Vice President Joe Biden addresses a phone call that President Trump had with the President of Ukraine.
I can take the political attacks. They'll come and they'll go, and in time they'll soon be forgotten. But if we allow a president to get away with shredding the United States Constitution, that will last forever.
Biden did not take any questions from the press. A case is being continued for the Rockland, New York father whose twin babies died after being left in a hot car in the Bronx. Joey Jackson, attorney for Juan Rodriguez, says prosecutors are taking a very thorough view of the case, and he doesn't expect it to go to a grand jury or have a plea deal.
While this is a horrific tragedy that has affected my client, his wife, his children deeply, that it is not a crime.
The 39-year-old father claims he forgot to drop off the twins at daycare this summer. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Presidential hopeful Robert Francis O'Rourke is bringing his message to the United Auto Workers strike picket line in Ohio. O'Rourke also has a message for Congress and Speaker of the House, Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
There's more than enough evidence and enough reasons to move forward on impeachment, and it's really time for Speaker Pelosi and the House to do their job.
O'Rourke spent about an hour meeting with workers striking against General Motors at the Westchester picket line on Tuesday. The former Texas congressman also has campaign stops in Dayton and Columbus on Tuesday. They call it TV's big night, but viewership for the Emmy Awards wasn't something to celebrate, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, please, all right, I will get this show back on track, because that's what I will do.
If Emmy Awards producers were hoping that going without a host would result in the same ratings rebound that the MC-less Oscars saw earlier this year, well, they were sorely mistaken. Emmy Awards viewership dropped to about 6.9 million people. That's a plunge of 32% from last year's ceremony, according to Nielsen data shared by Fox. The dismal ratings marking the first time that viewership for the TV industry's marquee award show tumbled below 10 million viewers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And for more news, please remember you can always find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.